Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 100.
How to holiday with family.
Yeah, and it's been a bit of a week, but that's okay. Before we get into that though, I'm Andre.
And I'm Kirsten.
And how has your week been?
Well, we're currently on holiday, so that's been exciting and thrown some tricky things in.
But yeah,
we are in Italy in a villa. We have our own pool. We're with all of our family. So, yeah, it's hot as well.
Very hot. Today is, I think, the hottest. They were talking about it on the news. It's a beast of a day.
Yeah, it's hot. And I feel like bad saying anything negative and complaining because we're on holiday and that's incredibly lucky. It's just maybe not quite what we expected.
I think we should talk about the positives and the negatives in this episode because it could be, I forget what they call it, like an awareness story. You know, you can't talk about the good without the bad. So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But how about we start with the good and I'll tell you my good parts of the week. And then when we get past all the quiz and comments, we can discuss some of the downsides.
Okay. Go on then.
Okay, well, it started off with a quite easy trip to the airport, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That was quite seamless. They got a big cab. I think it came a bit later than we thought it would, but we got there well in time for our trip. And when we got there, the guy helped us take all the suitcases out and he was quite nice. I think his cab was a bit clunky. I don't think your mum liked it that much.
It was fine. It was just the back seats and things were just a bit wobbly and stuff. That was all. But the guy was lovely and...
Okay.
It was plenty big enough for us, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, we got there, we got everything, got it all through security. And Heathrow is so great because you don't have to take any stuff out of your bags.
Mm.
I have this ginormous, mahoosive laptop bag now because I took two laptops away with me, one for Windows and one for Mac. And the Mac only was really necessary for recording this podcast in Logic, which is what I'm using now. And the Windows has been my daily driver, where I've been doing all my work and reading and relaxing. And that is my relaxment. It's my me time. It's great. In the airport, we bought two fun things. Jake and I bought some perfumes or aftershaves and things. You didn't, but Alice did, I think, as well.
Yeah, I got Alice one.
Post-duty free, so that was really nice. And you just said in passing, and I wouldn't have even known otherwise, that, Jake's in the Ray-Ban store. And I was like, I've got to go in there. I've got to go in there because I want to see about getting the Gen 2 Meta glasses. I had the Gen 1s. And I'd always said to Jake, if I get new glasses, you can have the Gen 1s. And he loves that. So I did get them for a really good price. More than £150 less than you pay normally in the shops. It's over 100 anyways, 120, something like that. So yeah, duty free. Love it. Makes you want to travel a lot more, to be honest. And with those, I was able to capture the eclipse yesterday without hurting my eyes. And I think Jake's been using it to do the barbecue and stuff like that. So that's been really cool. And we just have spent a lot of time in the pool. And we made a really cool train, didn't we? You and me.
Yeah.
A pool train.
On the floats.
Super cool. I like that a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of been my... Oh, I found a 1929 piano in the villa here. There's a massive, I mean, the lounge is just, I don't even know how to describe how big that place is. It is huge.
Well, if you imagine a barn, it's like, because I don't know how old this building is, but the main part downstairs feels like it's like two barns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you imagine a massive barn, and that's the living room, inside dining room.
Yeah, and we ate in there.
Yeah.
The first night. And then we moved to the outside, and that was a bit of a mistake. But we have to talk about that in the other bit. But we moved back in here in the living room for our lunch yesterday after my suggestion.
Yeah.
I won't talk about the internet just yet. That comes in part two. Oh, dear. But anyway, that's a bit about mine. What's been your best parts of the week?
Definitely the pool. The pool is amazing. It's huge. Big enough for all of us to be in. There's seven of us. There's plenty of space for all of us.
Who did we bring with us on holiday this week in the suitcase?
So we packed with us. My mum, my sister, and my auntie Kat.
Yeah.
So seven of us all together. And yeah, I think just us all hanging out in the pool and having fun and laughing, and then, you know, sitting round after lunch or dinner or whatever, just chatting, has been really nice too.
It has. I've enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah. Those have definitely been the best parts.
And I get on really well with your auntie. We talk a lot about just random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Been enjoying that a lot.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So, all right then, before we get to the crazier bits, what about comments and things?
Quiz first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's wrong. I'm all out of sorts because the thing is, we're not recording at home and it's just thrown me for six.
Yeah.
That's why we sound different again, by the way. We're on the road mics once again because we're recording on location. So, yeah.
So, last week's quiz question was, which of these is the name of a word-based game?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Is it Kiwigrams, Grapegrams, or Bananagrams?
It's Bananagrams, isn't it?
It is Bananagrams.
And I know a few people did get that correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
And as we know, yesterday was the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
What was the date of the last solar eclipse?
Ooh.
That's this week's.
You know, I always have an occasion to want to blurt them out like your mum would do. And I don't always know the answer. But when I do, I have to stop myself doing it. But this time I don't know the answer, so I can't do that.
Even though we've spoken about it.
Yeah. That's different.
That's fine. Okay. Comments.
Yes.
If I start with the comment that you WhatsApped me from Ashlyn.
Yes.
So Ashlyn says, if this message is coming at a strange time, it's because my sleep schedule is still messed up from my holiday. My recommendation for anyone listening to the podcast who likes rock music is Stone. They're a rock band from Liverpool. Also, the quiz question is Bananagrams. So well done, Ashlyn. You got that right.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll move on to YouTube comments. So Marie, the answer to the quiz question is Bananagrams. You are correct. she then says, I have recently become a recipient and wearer of Meta Ray-Ban glasses myself, and I find them very interesting. I haven't had the guts to wear them in public much, but I'm sure that as I get used to them, I will. It does seem a little off-putting to see people wearing glasses and not knowing what they're doing with those glasses. I suppose the people that people like to try to ruin things for the majority. People are like that with lots of different types of technology.
That's true.
She also says, oh, I'm very much enjoying my vacation. Unfortunately, I'm in northern Florida, close to the Alabama border, so no Disney or Universal for me.
No.
And she says, admittedly, I would probably buy glasses if Apple made them, and I would replace the ones that I have. I would only do that because I would want all of my products to be part of the same ecosystem.
And this is true, I think, of a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's the
interconnectedness. Well, they just interact better, yeah, don't they?
Exactly that.
I think that if it would be more seamless, I think that it would be more seamless that way in terms of connecting different apps and such. I love my glasses and I don't know what I would do without them, but I do try to be very careful when using them in public if I do use them in public.
Yeah.
Then Tara says the answer is Bananagrams. Yes.
Straight up.
She also says, I love the Meta Ray-Bans as well. It is disgusting what people are using them for when it comes to bad people. Someone always has to ruin it for everyone. I do hope that will not be the case, though. We really need them as an accessibility tool. Also, my husband has a Grim Reaper Halloween costume, and we have a real scythe hanging up in our garage.
Oh, that's the news article last week, wasn't it? The guy standing on the roof?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That's what that relates to. I've
forgotten about that, yes.
That's not just like a non sequitur.
And then we have a comment from, I don't know how you say it, Ohiso?
Could be. Maybe. I didn't know either. Do tell
and
us.
And they say, I believe the app is listening for Bluetooth communication, for which the spec is 6M.
6 meters, yeah.
6 meters. But as we know, it can often reach much further.
Yeah, it can. And in public, it's going in like an outdoor space, it's going to go much further than that. Because there's nothing to stop the signal from moving around. In a building like this with the thick walls, or you're not getting more than about 6 inches. I'm being silly, but yeah. Not far off.
And those are all the comments. Thank you, guys.
There was one on Mastodon, actually, from Jerry. And he's basically in agreement with the glasses. I don't think he'll be able to find it necessarily in time, but he did comment on that episode. I knew he would. Jam and Jerry, he listens occasionally, and I knew he would see this episode because he uses them a lot for his picture taking and stuff with his kids and that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but it came up on the podcast account.
I can see one that said, I really liked that episode. Brought up something very similar on a show I attempted to do a few days ago, but I didn't sound as nice as you two did about it. Very nicely done.
Yeah, that's Jerry.
There we go. Thank you, Jerry.
Well done. You found it real quick.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So that's that. Do we have to talk about the bad bits now? I think we should.
Well, yeah. I mean, only because of context. Otherwise, yes. It's going to be tricky when we actually talk about what we're talking about.
Fair dues. So holidaying with family. It sounds worse than it is, but it's actually really fun. I've had no complaints about the people. No. It's more the amenities or amenities. They have not been very amenable. And last night proved that with the loud bathroom door that kept us both awake. And
I think we should just mention that this place that we're staying in, this villa, is quite old and rustic and
abandoned,
very worn out, which it doesn't appear in the photos. So we all expected it to be a little bit smarter, maybe.
Than it actually is.
Yeah, doors don't close properly. Things creak. Things are very loud.
Creak? You call that creaking?
Needs a lot of WD-40. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are broken, tired, don't work. Just
basically like us today.
What, not working?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not quite what we expected, and it was a bit of a shock, I think.
But
we just all kind of came to the conclusion that we just have to suck up those parts and enjoy the good parts. So the pool and the being together and that side of it.
Yeah.
And it's got easier as we've got used to it.
It has.
There's a bit of an issue with bugs outside. There's a lot of flies, wasps, other strange looking bug things, gigantic ants that bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the flies are not great.
Because we're near a farm, isn't it, apart from anything?
There's a lot of farmland around us. Not even animals, though, like, fruits and vegetables. But yeah, there's a lot of flies. So it does make some things a bit tricky.
It does.
And obviously the internet for you has been a big factor.
Well, the way it works is that there's a crappy router in here that is over 10 years old. That's slow. It connects to another router on the roof, which is because there's no cables here. We are far off the beaten track here.
Yeah, we're basically in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it doesn't even have an address.
No.
The nearest thing to us that I could find is a church, right? And that is half a kilometer away. There's barely paved roads. The supermarket is a long distance.
You can't walk anywhere.
No.
It's not possible.
If you don't have a vehicle, you are SOL, right? So there's that. And it turns out that the reason the internet was very slow up until yesterday was because on the roof where this thing connects, it's like a wireless-to-wireless bridge, plants are growing over it.
So the whole building is covered in ivy.
Even the doors, the external doors.
Yeah, everything has ivy over the whole thing, which does make it look, you know, very sort of romantic and ethereal and everything from the outside, but isn't great for
everything else.
Internet.
But yeah, it's an interesting place. And it has its quirks, yes. Like the piano being from 1929, Alice and I had to basically take it apart to find that out. There's a grand piano in a living room the size of two of our houses put back to back, I think. Maybe even three.
Yeah, it's huge.
Absolutely ginormous. And it's just, it's like everything else. It's worn out, it's abandoned, it's unloved. It was all closed up. And the minute you open up that piano, you get a smell of rust, like musty museum. And if you ever walk into an old library, there's a particular smell you get. And walking into the lounge on the first day, we got that. The piano is out of tune. And I posted a clip on YouTube. And you can really, really hear it there. But as we lifted the lid, it got more friendly, I think. And the last time I played it actually sounded quite nice. It just needed a bit of love shown to it. But then the whole place is like that. One of the worst parts is our bathroom door, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very loud.
Exceedingly.
It is.
So when either of us gets up in the night, even though you're trying to be quiet,
it's impossible.
Even the pressing down of the door handle, forget it.
Yeah, which means sleep hasn't been great, but...
Last night was the worst we had.
Yeah, last night was not good.
I talked to your mum about this morning, and her and I came to the conclusion it's probably due to the eclipse and the way that it's changed things.
Yeah, the moon and everything.
Yes. You were awake for over 2 hours. I was awake for over an hour and nearly 2 hours. And we just tossed and turned. However,
it was very close last night as well. It was very humid.
Very much so. And when we came, there were no fans in the room, or at least in this room.
Yeah, there was some ceiling fans and like standing fans in the other four bedrooms.
Yeah, the kids' rooms.
The kids' rooms and my sister and aunt's room. But our room and my mum's room are downstairs, and because of the height of the ceiling, because it's like a barn, so it kind of slopes upward and has wooden beams and things, there's no way of fixing a ceiling fan or anything, and there were no other fans.
Nope.
So we did have to contact the, like, caretaker?
Yes.
Lady?
And to be fair, the people here have been nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, because she brought us fans straight away the next morning because we got here quite late, so there was nothing she could do then. But
on a Saturday too. We thought that she would come on a Monday, but she came on the Sunday.
She came on the Sunday, yeah.
With fans.
Yeah.
And it really helped.
Yeah, that has definitely helped.
Without that, I think we'd all be very snappy.
Yeah, we would not be sleeping.
No. So those have been some of the crazier parts. But the bed is good, right? The bed is... Tell them how big this thing is. It's just huge.
Well, we have a super king. Which... I mean, if it wasn't for the bathroom door alerting me to the fact that you'd got up, I would never have known.
Nope.
Because it's so big.
We have to stretch really far to, like, reach each other.
Yeah.
And actually, while we're recording this episode, I have your hand. And I don't normally, because I can't reach you across the room.
Yeah.
But it's a nice thing.
It is. I mean, you could... If you were sitting people, I think you could probably sit like five people.
Side to side, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's... We think it's the same lengthways as it is widthwise. It's a big bed.
Very possibly. It is big.
That's one of the good bits.
There's also lots of very cute lizards.
Oh my gosh, you've
outside.
Become lizard obsessed. It's
I
been
love
quite
the
cute.
Lizards. There's two types that we've seen. The majority of these, I forget their official name, but they're basically crocodile geckos because they've got the sort of bumpy texture on their backs. And it's really fun in the evening to watch them sort of, because they have suckers on their little fat feet.
Yeah.
Running up and down the walls, catching their dinner. And then there's other ones which are much darker, like dark green black, that have very much skinnier bodies and long, thin tails. But they don't seem to be on or around the house. They're sort of more out in the grass.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's been fun. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah. You've become a lizard person.
I have become a lizard person, yes.
Oh, dear. I don't know, like, it's very different than the last time you were away, which was 52 episodes ago when we were on the cruise.
Oh, it is very different to the cruise. I mean, mainly because we're not going anywhere.
No.
You know, the cruise was very busy. But how, going back to the actual topic, how do you think you found being with other family members?
That aren't us.
That aren't us.
Honestly, quite fine. Like, I know your sister probably the most well. And your mum's known me and helped me out for years as well. So your auntie was the one I knew the least. The last time we went away was 2018 in France. But yeah, we just sit and talk about stuff and she's fine.
I think you're really good at taking yourself off when you need space.
Yeah, maybe had we not had the conversation with Ed we did last year, you would have been more upset with me about that because I didn't know how to articulate that.
Yeah, and I maybe wouldn't have understood, but also you wouldn't want to sort of, you know, when we all sit outside around the pool,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to do that, A, because of the bugs.
Yes, they make me flinch.
Yeah, I know. but also, you know, your laptop and all of that is in here and you can come and, like you say, read and do what you need to do.
And it's cooler in here than out there.
It is much cooler out here. In here, sorry. Yeah.
Because the building is, the walls are so thick, so thick. Most of the rooms end up being quite cool. Not like, you know, freezing, which would be nice.
No, but they're manageable.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that does help.
It does.
What about you then, with family? Because I know sometimes people can be too people-y.
Yeah, no, I mean, I always go away. Like all of my holidays, apart from, I mean, last year was obviously just the four of us, but then previously they've always been with family.
Yeah.
So I always enjoy it. I'm, you know, used to that. And I think the thing about all of us is we all kind of need our space.
Definitely.
At various times. So no one's bothered if you disappear off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, anything. It's not like everyone's like, oh, where have you gone? Come back. Or, you know, we're all
quiet.
Or if
Jake's on the phone to Ferry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're all quite understanding about it. So I think as families go, we're pretty easygoing.
What about the weirdness of the other rooms that aren't in this part of the building? That's really strange to me.
Which rooms do you mean?
The upstairs rooms. Because you don't get to them the normal way, do you?
Yeah, so to reach the other four bedrooms, you have to go out of the building and just tucked around the side is a staircase up into that part. And then there's the four bedrooms and two bathrooms.
Quite unique.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that and that was fine. Because it's not like we were expecting bad weather.
No. And we had a bit of tiny bit of rain, but that's
I mean, it was like three spots.
Yeah.
It was barely anything.
But you saw
anything.
Lots more lightning than rain.
There was lightning and there was thunder. Well, it was just sort of rumbling in the distance. It wasn't anything like right above us. I think it was quite far, the thunderstorm.
Okay.
But it's not done anything to help the weather.
Okay. And then there's shopping. As a mum, you're quite good at shopping.
Well, you know, it's difficult when you're buying and trying to help or make everybody happy and have food. But we've done all right. We've eaten well. It's been lots of meat, lots of barbecues. You've had fish.
And fish salad. Fish salad has been amazing.
The only thing I think I found disappointing is the fruit here. Now, we have only really been able to go to one supermarket because my mum is the driver and she manages fine driving, but it's still stressful, you know, driving on the wrong side and, you know, people on the roads are not always very friendly. So we've only gone to this one supermarket, which has been fine, but when you buy fruit there, it's none of it seems to be ripe. And then when we've tried to ripen it at home, it's just not been great. I don't know. Maybe that's just a supermarket thing, but there isn't really anywhere else we can get fruit from. So that's been a bit disappointing because I do love fruit from abroad, usually when I go. But, you know,
yeah,
it's fine. There's been lots of other nice things. The vegetables have been lovely and had lots of cheeses and things, haven't we?
Yes, definitely.
You guys have all eaten a lot of salami.
And drank a lot of wine.
Drunk a lot of wine, which is what you should do on holiday.
Yeah. Like, overall, the scale is in the positive for me. It's not the negative. But it's just the irritating parts that are irritating are very, very irritating.
Yeah.
It's like hard either side, you know?
Yeah, but I think that's the thing with holidays, though, is it is what you make it.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've come away and it's not quite been what we expected.
No, we had fun, though. But then, I don't take away from that.
No, that's what I mean. Then you just have to sort of say, okay, well, this is how it is. We can't change these things. Let's just suck it up.
Yeah.
And enjoy what we can. And we have. Our bathroom.
The shower head. You can't stick the shower head on the wall. There's nothing to hold it up.
No.
You've just got to hold it in your hand like a savage.
But it's a jacuzzi bath, which you wouldn't want to have a jacuzzi in, but it has a little built-in seat. So, you know, you can sit there and have a shower, which I know you don't like, but I don't mind. I can manage that.
I manage it. I just don't enjoy it.
I know. I know.
Yeah. I thought we'd have, like, the most positive 100%, 100 episode we could manage. But we have to be truthful about it. It's swings and roundabouts.
Yeah,
and that's fine. You know, it will be nice to go home to our bed and then in a few weeks to our new bed. But yes. I'm not going to say the entire holidays are right off. That would be mean.
Of course
and
not.
I've eaten a lot of prawns and that's been very fine, apart from when I had a stomachache.
You ate too many prawns.
I ate too many prawns.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I've enjoyed it. And with the hindsight or foresight, I suppose, of last year, knowing that I needed just to be here has helped.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I can't really complain, truly.
No.
It's been a while. I left you some stats, didn't I? Some stats about the podcasts that we've done over
you
these
did.
99 previous episodes.
So this is the entirety of our recording, right?
Yes, from 1 to 99.
Yeah. So it's 2 days, 14 hours and 58 minutes and 19.36 seconds.
Which means that this will go over the hour mark. Because
mm-hmm.
we're, what did you say, 2 days 14?
Yeah.
So we'll be into 2 days and 15 hours. And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm impressed with that.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hours.
I know. But you like it. Come on, you wouldn't keep coming back if you didn't. So I think that's pretty cool.
Definitely.
Don't know what the next 100 will bring, but we made it this far and I'm happy about that.
Yes.
Before we disappear, are there any last things you want to say or do you just want to go straight to a story?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else to comment.
Okay.
Our story is... The council apologises after unfortunate placement of dead end sign near cemetery.
Oh, come on.
So it was originally thought to be the doing of a local prankster, but then the council had to apologise after a temporary dead end sign was placed next to a road leading to a cemetery. So this was in Wimborne in Dorset.
Okay, Dorset.
Yeah, giving that... There are roadworks and closures in the area. It was originally thought that it was the doing of a prankster. However, Dorset Council have now confirmed that the sign next to the cemetery road was put there intentionally by one of their workers. The resident said that the road closure relating to the nearby housing development scheme had led to their lane being used as a shortcut when there was no through access.
So what does the sign actually say?
Dead end.
Dead end. Next to a cemetery.
next to a cemetery.
Well, it's not untrue, but it's also pretty sad and bad.
Yes.
Okay, that's wild.
While the positioning of the temporary sign has created an unfortunate combination, it was placed there with the best intentions to provide practical information to drivers. We are sorry for any offence or upset this has caused.
Fine. I shall not drive down the dead end.
I mean, I'm not sure if anybody found it offensive or funny, but, you know.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, we have not come to a dead end, because you can turn around and go back the other way. If you're new and you're hearing this for the first time, go back to 99, 98, and go all the way back to the beginning. That'll take you ages. 2 days and 14, 15 hours or whatever it is.
You listen to us all the way through, my goodness.
Yeah. Including beyond the word bye, which a lot of people don't even realize there's something beyond that point.
Mm-hmm.
They skip it, see? If you skip it, you don't know what you're going to miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, 100. And 101 will be back at home. I'm looking forward to that. Just for the heat's sake, really, because I can go to the fridge and drink whenever I want. And I mean non-alcoholic. When I say drink, I should clarify, I don't drink that much.
No, you don't.
But yeah. We've got citronella bracelets on at the moment, but they're not lasting very well, are they?
Well, the mosquitoes don't seem bothered by them as they've been eating me, so.
More you than me.
Definitely me. I've got...
And Jake.
Jake's had a few nasty ones on his legs, yeah.
For some reason.
Alice, they haven't touched, which is good.
Yeah, her and me seem all right for the minute.
Yeah.
But you see, my reward for editing this podcast today is once it's all up and uploaded and edited and everything, I can go in the pool. Normally, I go in the morning. I don't go in the afternoon. I do like a once-a-day thing. But I've swapped it around so I can do this, and then I don't have to feel worried about it. So
nice.
You also get an episode. I get to enjoy the pool. Win-win. Anyway, without further ado, I suppose we'll leave you to it, won't we?
Yes.
For one more week. And I know it's been a bit of an unusual episode, this one. But we still hope you will come back next time. And if you're new, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. But until next time.
Bye.